So hello and welcome to our NEPA Diamond meeting for the month of March 2019. So we're here to support you. And right now it's just you, Heike. We'll give you some one-on-one attention. And I know I expect a couple of other people to pop in a little bit later. So let's start the way we normally start with success. What do you want to celebrate?
Oh, you know, I don't even know if it's success. I'm just...
Everything's success. Little thing.
In the end, it is. It all adds up. It's like another piece of the puzzle, I guess.
Yeah.
So I have over this week, and it starts tomorrow until Sunday night, I have this thing I got myself into, and I do get myself into things, and it's all good. But this one is really also, again, completely out of my comfort zone, which is email marketing. Amazing. And so they're going to set me up because I want to take things out a little further. So they're going to basically teach me how to actually do it with me for those 3 days. And they're basically setting me up with their autoresponder. And they're going to teach me how to do the whole sequencing with emails and all that.
Beautiful.
Thing I found I really struggled with, though. And so they're giving you great resources, how to do like niche research. And I know my niche because this is what I do. I don't want to do, you know, interior decorating or anything.
Right, exactly.
But so what I have found to be really, really difficult is to, this sounds so arrogant. First of all, you know, I did all the research about niches and looking at that, what people really want. You go into ClickBank and you see what the affiliates
yes.
are. Dang, are we a superficial culture?
Well, we are, aren't we?
It's all about just weight loss, and penis enhancement and breast enhancement and all that stuff. I go like, who wants to be healthy? Can somebody just be healthy?
Exactly. Right?
And so, you know, I found some affiliates, they just not weighted very high in that they have a lot of people promoting them. But I said, you know, this is what I want to do. I don't want to sell any crackpot diets, you know, that they also, you know, I looked at the products and I can't support any of that because, no, I just know too much.
Exactly.
How unhealthy that is, right? So I've been really struggling because by tomorrow I'm supposed to have together a lead magnet. And what I did, I took it away, and it's okay for now, which are those PLR packages that you can buy.
Yeah.
Right? And so I found some really, really nice ones. And so you can go into the text and still edit.
And then you can edit it. Okay. Yeah.
That's really nice ones in the alternative health niche. And I can do those. I agree with those.
And okay, so let's go back to your focus, right? That epigenetics optimization coach, right? I think it's hot, maybe not on ClickBanks, but from my research over the last 10 years, every single time the word genetics, epigenetics, something like that, that's my dog, is in the subject line, it gets a lot of buzz. It gets a lot of buzz. Last year, we did a two-day live stream, and we called it Your Genes, Your Diet, and Your Health.
Okay.
Okay. We got 600 people to pay us to come to that.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's very well liked. You don't need to turn into superficial. For me, I go the belly fat thing to get them into insulin resistance. You know that, right? This is what it's about. So I lead with that. So you think about the benefits, what they want, and how they're going to get it. So you sell them what they want, you give them what they need.
Right.
And it's not really bait and switch. It's you get them in by what's on the top of their mind.
Okay.
Right. Now there are some people who have top of their mind the gene things. But you use the words with the genes, you use the words that they want. Optimize your weight loss by understanding your genes and how your, you know, epigenetic modification to get past a weight loss plateau or, you know, however you want to word that. So I would make your lead magnet very much a part of you. Something that it's not just like, I'm going to give them this little thing that tells them how to lose weight in 5 days. Ugh, no, that's not you.
Yeah. Okay. No, that makes sense. I was first. The thing is, they said, I didn't really disclose my website yet because I want to go through the process first and decide what that is. So I just signed up for a domain name all about women's self-care. So I just said, you know, the selfcaringwoman.com just for that, to get the project started and all that.
Right.
And then I'll probably go into like link over to epigenetics optimization or
something. Yeah, we have so many forwards in our stuff. I just get bunches and bunches of URLs that are going to get different groups of people that want the same results or could benefit from what I have, but they're thinking of it differently.
Right.
Right? And you just funnel them all into your main site.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of, you know, just doing that and just making this really more also about just, but so many aspects to that, you know, obviously it's diet is a big one, but then also mindset, you know.
Yeah, it's all part of it. Everything you do is part of it.
Exactly. And so there are some decent affiliates on ClickBank that I can go with. So I will recommend them just for the project this weekend.
See
where it takes me.
And see where it goes.
Yeah. And then I'm just going to see afterwards. I mean, I have obviously an affiliate link with Dr. Alan Hopkins and then also with Brain Time. So mm-hmm. those things I will also want to put in there somehow.
You can always promote my, sign up as an affiliate with me. We have a whole new affiliate center set up and you're going to be able to go in there easily and promote whatever I have.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And I can do that from any website, right? From the Self-Caring Woman website.
Or from anywhere you are, from your blog, from anywhere. And you'll get your own link for each thing. And we have it really set up. We just have it set up for Sweet Spot right now. but if you go to, I think I have to rehook the email up again, but I haven't had my guy hook it up to the new site yet. So let me get back to you by the end of the day because I need to have him do that. And then you can just go to my website and click on affiliate sign up and it'll take you there. You'll put it in and it'll send you a link that says, here's, you know, where you can go. Right now it's just for Sweet Spot set up, but it's, you know, it's going to have a box like that for every one of our programs.
Oh, nice.
And even our previous.
Because, you know, these are things I know and I trust, you know, so I'm happy, happy, happy to promote them, you know, and just learn how to really build the funnel out that way. Yeah. I have no idea. I mean, I'm actually shocked that I've been falling for these things myself because, you know, that like these whole, like, you know, the opt-in pages and all that stuff. I really thought somebody sat down and write these things, you know, from scratch. And I had no idea they're like being sold and like in packages.
Oh, wow. I've never bought a package of opt-in. I should sell my opt-in pages and my opt-in pages.
Especially the, what do you call it? The clicks that you buy click packages. Never heard of that before.
Yeah, not that.
Go into different, what do they call them? Well, sellers who have click packages. I'm hoping I'm going to understand this over the weekend. You buy clicks for certain markets. So
really? We'll see how it goes because sometimes the ones you buy are not, they're not really your best buyers. Like, and they may be people that are used to buying stuff in like the $27 ebook range,
right.
Not the $500 or $5,000, you know, package range.
Right.
So, yeah, you see how it goes. Anything you get from this is going to help you to set up your own nurture sequence.
Exactly.
You may say, well, I don't really like the way they did this here, but I'm going to use this. And they're going to help you to write the text, like the psychology of that. We actually have a training. After you do this weekend, I'll be curious to see if you – we have one of our trainings from last year that you have access to, which was – I think it was about writing, copying, and it was talking about the nurture sequences and how to connect. Like a lot of these folks – and it'll be see because more and more of the industry is getting to the point of you need to make connection with people. You need to be your authentic self with people and not just like a formulaic way of writing. For a little while, I hired a copywriter because I was so busy and I wanted to do it. But everything that came out was so formulaic that it wasn't me. And I wasn't getting engagement with my stuff the way I was before. Whereas I'm just like, hey, you know, my kid's home for the weekend. And so I'm only going to write you briefly here. But what he reminded me of was that the importance of this, because he's doing, you know, I'd relate it to my personal life. People love it.
Yeah.
You know, they want to get to know you as a person because that's what you're basically selling, you as the person that's going to help them transform, and they have to know, like, and trust you.
Right. Okay, yeah. So that's going to be like a commitment on my part in a way that I obviously have to write emails.
yeah, and hopefully they'll have you doing it during, because it's always been the part that stopped me from finishing a nurture project, is now I'm on my own and I have to write 14 emails. Okay, I'll do that next week.
Yeah, so they're going to set me up, I think, with the first like series of 10 emails for the autoresponder. And so I'm just going to have to understand how this all feeds into each other. And
yep.
I'm I'm excited and curious about it because, again, I think that helps me a lot to just get it out there on a
larger scale. Absolutely.
I love the workshop that's coming up the weekend after this. And that's pretty much, well, there are still like 3 or 4 spots open, but it's pretty full. So that's good.
Good. Too. Yeah, you're doing great with that. You need to understand how to get these folks, like if you have a lead magnet, that does the work for you, that does the nurture, that takes them through the process of getting, you know, signing up for this or getting a consultation with you or whatever, then you're going to have that flow going.
Right.
And we can help you with that. So when you get back, you'll have some stuff written and then, you know, we have a call next week. Is it next week or the week after?
I have everything on the floor because my desk is so cluttered.
And then I can help you to really create your, okay, how are you going to put this in place and,
right,
and help you customize it for...
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yeah, so I think at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, 10 a.m. my time.
Your time, which is Eastern, so 9 a.m. my time. Okay.
Right.
Got it. Okay, cool.
So that'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting. Oh, it'll be interesting to hear what you came up with, but really use the process. Like the thing with those done with you kinds of programs is... Yeah. To really utilize the expertise that's there, write as much as you can. Don't go, I'll write this later. Write as much as you can and get their eyes on it to go, oh, maybe you can tweak this and say this in a little bit more persuasive way. That's what you want to take advantage of at places like that.
Yeah. So I'm curious. I've lost a lot of sleep over it though, which is upsetting. Because I'm like in the middle of the night, I have all these, you know, insights and I should write them down while I can, but I don't want to switch on the mic.
Okay, here's what you do. You have your phone. I know, not good to have EMFs near the phone bed. You can turn it on and you can get the Otter app.
Right.
Right. And just talk it in there.
That's a good idea.
Right. And you don't have to see anything. You can just talk it right in there. It'll transcribe it. And then you'll have your notes for the next day. Because that is a lot of what keeps people from sleeping.
Yeah.
Is that they're the mind. I would go... There's this really great book I'm listening to on Audible right now. It's called Why We Sleep.
Okay. Oh,
I'm loving it. Loving it. It's getting me inspired to really make that dedicated effort.
Okay. Why We Sleep. Yeah. See that. Because my sleep, I mean, it's gotten much, it's really interesting because it's peaceful, you know, and I still do wake occasionally, but it's gotten much better since I'm using Brain Time.
Brain Time. Great. Yeah, awesome.
Really nice. But now just the last few nights because I'm like a little late with getting it all ready for tomorrow.
Right, right. When those projects come up, we fall into our old habits.
Yeah.
And I've been doing the same. Last night I went to bed early at 4.
I talk about needing sleep. Huh?
Right. But I'm in launch mode and I have a hard deadline on Monday with, you know, 40 affiliates are going to mail out to my stuff and it has to work.
That's enough pressure on you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, but then also, you know, you have to have these deadlines. Again, I have those deadlines and they're always in the back of my head. But then, you know, I feel things out, but yeah. I have a hard time committing already at an early point, you know, to just say, okay, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. And I go like, no, maybe something else will show up that makes more sense. Da, da, da. So I usually wait till the last day and that's when it comes together.
Yeah, and the commitment is important because if you commit to someone outside of yourself, you're going to have to do it. Like with your workshop, right? You could talk about workshop, but as soon as it was on the calendar, now you have to create the content. So you were going to try to create content before, like some people will try to create content before they schedule it. And I'm like, it ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You schedule it. Now you have a hard deadline. You have to have this done by this date. Now you're gonna make it happen.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah.
That's what's going on right now.
Okay. Good. Is there any other way I could support you right now?
You know, I think once I'm through this, I'll probably need a lot of your support.
I think so too. Yeah, well, more than that, we can just really come up with the strategic plan. Okay. That's very fitting of your niche. You'll have the nuts and the bolts that you're going through this weekend.
Right.
And then we can make it happen. Exactly. I will hold you accountable.
All right.
To make it happen. Do you have some sort of a program like ClickFunnels or Lead Pages or something to help you make?
Well, this company, they use two things. They use something that's called Launchpad. And that's something with which you start your,
huh.
do you start with that? I think that's where you actually can even find topics and stuff like that. And the other one that they put, you put it, your autoresponder in, is called Sendlane.
Oh, I don't know. Be curious to see. Yeah. Because you want something easy that you don't need to hire a programmer. When I first started, I had to have a programmer to create my opt-in pages because I didn't know how to do that, right? But now you just go into ClickFunnels and I can create you an opt-in page in 5 minutes and it's done, right? It's so easy.
ClickFunnels is another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see what they, you know, once you've gone through it, make sure you have all your materials handy for our call. And we'll come up with a plan for you actually activating this and making it working, getting it working.
Good. All right. Yeah, I'm really curious. So this is something like the last half year is like all this stuff I've been avoiding.
Definitely. But you're passionate enough and you're committed enough to your mission and your outcome that you're going, okay, I'm going out of my comfort zone here.
And
that's what we all need to do. Because if we stay in our comfort zone, you can't grow. Right. You know, all the things you want is just outside your comfort zone, and you have to reach for it, and you have to do the work to get there. And if you don't want to do the work to get there, that's where I'm also setting up this other branch of the business, which will be coming up soon, where people who don't want to do that for themselves get the training, get the certification, pass the tests, and we pick the cream of the crop to come onto my team, so that when people want coaching or I want to give private coaching for the sweet spot or some of the other programs, that there's a team of coaches that can do that.
Nice.
Right. Right. Cause not everybody wants to do this. Mm-hmm. Right. Not everybody has that drive to like be out there and be center stage. There's fear, there's whatever, but they're really technically very competent.
Right.
But you're a driver. You're an entrepreneur. You know, you're a maverick.
Yeah, well, I drive everyone nuts, I guess, you know, but my family is very generous with me because I'm like, oh, let's do this, let's do that, you know.
Yeah. The bright, shiny object syndrome. And that's got, you know, we learn how to temper that. We learn how to go, oh, that's a great idea. We have a file called the parking lot.
Mm.
That's a good idea. Let me write it down. Good. It's down. I'm going to come back to that after I get my primary thing, which is I got to get traffic in. I've got to drive people. I've got to get known and start to have some steady income coming in.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's about it for today for me.
Well, great. It doesn't look like anybody else is coming in. I'll pop off and then I'll go to the Facebook group and tell people that, sorry, we finished. Nobody else showed up. We had a nice call and we'll see you next month.
Well, and I hope, wish you good luck with your, you know, process.
It's a month-long process. It starts on the 25th. It's the first time I'm doing it the way I'm doing it right now. There's a lot of fancy footwork behind the scenes, and that's what's been taking me time. But it's really about nurturing people through and getting them excited to know that you can't ignore this thing. You know, that little extra belly fat, that brain fog, that exhaustion, those little minor symptoms, they're just the tip of the iceberg for something way more serious. And I don't want that, what happened to my parents, to happen to you, right? I don't want my cousin. I just had a cousin drop dead of a heart attack a year older than me. You know, sad. It's sad. It's, you know, and it's happening all the time.
You know, there's so much going on. I had dinner with my daughter 2 or 3 nights ago, who's 26. And she just went on a trip, you know, to Vietnam and Thailand and everything. I mean, she loved it. And she just said, you know, there's something to be said, because it's, I mean, obviously these are not rich countries, but people just live differently, right? They just have that stress that we have. They just have more community and all that. And she said to me, and I was really sad to hear that. She said to me, you know, my generation, and I think also especially my younger daughter who's 20, all the kids are depressed. They're depressed. They have anxiety. They have all these things going on. And she realizes that that's not normal. But she's like kind of, you know, discussing the prospect of being with this very, very nice man that she really loves, or whom she really loves. But he struggles with depression. And then she says, you know, something, but then who knows if I ever find someone who's not depressed.
Oh, wow.
Look, is that right?
It is really sad. And I think there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, a lot of it is you start with some genetics that will push you in that direction if the epigenetics aren't taken care of. The food that, at least we had at least some semblance of real food before everything's packaged. everything's packaged, everything's processed, you know, the typical American way. And it's much more availability of healthier foods. People are deficient in essential fatty acids, the environment, the EMFs, right? It's just grating on people, and there's so much stress, and they watch the news, they get caught up in the gloom and doom. And, you know, it's easy to get caught up in gloom and doom. Oh, yeah. It's easy to get caught up in conspiracy theory. It's easy. Sure. We want to empower people to take action. And it's interesting. You know, my sons are in that same generation. My son is almost 25. He'll be 25 next month. And the other ones be 21 in June. But they've been raised much differently, right? They've been raised from the time of birth on whole foods, clean environment, non-toxic paints, you know, the whole thing. And it's a much different kind of thing, you know, having a conversation with my son, who's like, you know, he's so intellectually present, you know, and into his health. And he's actually, you know, doing this weightlifting thing and counting every calorie that he puts in and making sure he gets the right macronutrient ratio and the nutrients he's putting it into his app on his phone. And, you know, they're really dedicated to that. It's very different. I think that's where a lot of it needs to happen on a global level, right? We need to clean up and get people to see that, you know, we can't keep doing this. We're destroying ourselves as well as the planet.
Yeah. It's very hard to get into their heads, though. I mean, there's the rare person like your son is, or both sons are. My daughters are okay too, in a way, but they accept that their peers are all basically having these struggles. And I said to her too, because I'm really into the whole EMF cleanup, and I said to her as well, you know, you need to do this and this. She said, I work in tech, I can't do this and this and this. And what do you say? You know, obviously it's her career, but
yeah, well, there's protection. I mean, you can't say you do things to protection.
Take it seriously enough yet, but anyway.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself and really but connect to who you are when you're writing this stuff. You can use the psychology of writing that they'll teach you, but also stay true to who you are so that you come through.
Thank you for saying that, because it was a struggle. I felt like I'm selling out, you know, preparing the solo ad and all that. It's just it's sleazy.
Yeah.
But I'll do it my way. You're right.
You can do it your way. And you can learn what they learn and learn how to use those techniques. I've done that. I used to write just from me, and I'm a good writer. So I would just write from me. Then I learned, you know, the psychology of it, because to how to write in a persuasive way. And then I got a little bit too far away. Now I'm coming back and I'm using that psychology of the persuasive language with me.
Yeah. It's just practicing new vocabulary, I guess, right?
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, you have a great weekend. Enjoy.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye.
Everything.
Thanks. Bye.